Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A search continues in the interior for a missing plane. According to the Alaska Air National Guard, a couple aboard a Piper Super Cub left Salta before noon Sunday, headed for a homestead west of McCarthy. An Air Guard spokeswoman says the couple did not arrive as expected late that afternoon, and a family member reported them overdue, initiating the search. Air Guard, Civil Air Patrol, National Park Service, and volunteer pilots are looking for the missing plane. A boater was injured by a bear along the Copper River. Alaska State Trooper spokesman Tim Despain says a man and a woman were on a raft trip and had stopped to camp Monday near Terrell Creek when they encountered a sow grizzly with at least one cub.
And the man was knocked down and bitten multiple times. Initial assessment was that the injuries appeared to not be life-threatening.
Despain says the rafters used a satellite phone to call for help and were picked up by a fishing charter operator in the area.
Then transport him to O'Brien Creek, where an ambulance was able to take him to Gulkana, where he was flown to Anchorage for further treatment.
Despain says it's unknown if the rafters had bear spray or a gun. The attack occurred in a remote area along the Copper River, not frequented by people. There is no plan to hunt down the bear. The Yukon Quest is upholding the censure of two-time past champion Hugh Neff related to the death of one of his dogs in the 2018 race. A race organization issued press release says a panel consisting of a musher, a veterinarian, and a community member considered evidence presented by Neff and race officials during 2 days of hearings earlier this month. It says the panel concluded Neff did not provide, quote, clear and convincing evidence, unquote, to overturn a censure which bans him from the 1,000-mile sled dog race for 2 years. Neff's dog, Boppy, died of aspiration pneumonia at a remote cabin before the Quest halfway point in February. Neff later scratched from the race. A necropsy found that the dog was in poor health, suffering from stomach ulcers, intestinal inflammation, worms, skeletal muscle necrosis, severe weight loss, and muscle wasting. Neff, who could not be reached for comment, has characterized the censure as a personal attack. The censure bans him from entering the Yukon Quest in 2019 and requires him to complete the shorter Quest 300 before entering the 1,000-mile race in the future. Neff, who has based out of Togo in recent years, won the Quest in 2012 and 2016. A group of high school girls recently explored the Gulkana Glacier in the eastern Alaska Range. The trip was part of Girls on Ice, a program which combines science and mountaineering to empower young women. The Alaska Energy Desk's Ravenna Koenig reports.
Mountain guide Mia Toholke is standing at the start of the Gulkana Glacier Trail, surveying a group of 16 and 17-year-old girls as they struggle to pull on mountaineering boots and gaiters.
Oh! Like I said, in a couple hours, we're going to have to undo all of this anyway. Because we're going to have to step in that lovely warm river.
Some of these girls are already pretty familiar with the outdoors. But others have never hiked up a glacier, spent a night camping in the wilderness, or crossed a freezing river with a pack on their back.
And we don't, have towels to dry our feet either.
No, I know, but we're going to air dry.
Now, they're about to spend a week on Gulkana Glacier with Toholke.
I like to suffer a little bit, and I like to show that suffering can be okay.
Toholke and a group of scientists will spend the week teaching the girls wilderness skills, glacier science 101, how to do field research, and all the different ways you can make observations about the natural world, whether that's as a mountaineer, a scientist, or an artist.
Something we're going to continue talking about for the rest of the week is what is sort of the line between art and science? When is that blurred? Should they be, you know, these separate things? Are they the same?
Aurora Roth is a glaciologist.
I absolutely love ice. I'm a ice nerd.
Some of the girls participating in this program already know they want to go into science. Everything from zoology to astrophysics to nursing.
I'm Lauren Smith. I'm from Portland, Oregon. My absolute dream would be to write about science in a way where it would be accessible for everyone.
Even though there are more women in the sciences than there used to be, instructor Emily Sinkler says that the relatively low number of women in science and mountaineering makes it harder for some girls to see themselves getting involved.
There aren't as many
role models to look up to these days, just because of the history of those fields being mostly male dominated.
And so part of the goal of Girls on Ice is just to give girls exposure to women who scale mountains and do science, and basically show that it's an option.
We want to give them extra confidence and experience in the outdoors and in science to see if those are the directions that they might want to go potentially.
Beyond that, instructors hope that spending a week braving the Alaskan wilderness with an all-female group will inspire the girls to take on whatever challenges they encounter in their lives. Jessica Mejia is a glaciologist and one of the organizers of the Gulcana trip.
I think it's just so empowering just that as women alone, we can do this. We can do great science. We could be on a glacier by ourselves. We could, you know, we could do anything.
Even, as so many of the girls were worried about, sidestep with a heavy pack on your back through a tumbling glacial river so cold it gives you brain freeze.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh!
From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.
And I'm Dan Bross.